I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Oppenheimer completely dominated the Golden Globes last night. They swept for movies. Succession led the pack for television. And let me tell you, there were a lot of jokes about not only Oppenheimer, but Barbie as well. So the host for the Golden Globes was a comedian named Joe Coy, who isn't getting a ton of love.
That was out loud.
How it was.
He's getting slammed, right?
He's getting absolutely slammed.
Yeah.
They should be cooking him.
Jokes just really bad, just didn't flow. Why?
What did you think? You watched it.
Yes, and I'm about to tell you one of the major reasons why I had a huge problem. But we'll start off a little bit easy. So he, I guess, found out about this 10 days ago that he was going to be the host of the Golden Globes. And so we talked about how he was binging all of the movies and films and TV shows that were going to be honored at the awards show. And he started off strong by making fun of the length of Oppenheimer. I felt like because Barbie resonated with so many women on such an emotional and spiritual and personal level that the joke that he made, it was just really tone deaf.
So, yeah, it's so you can crack jokes about Barbie, right? The jokes weren't funny and his delivery sucked. I mean, he fumbled the bag on several of them and it didn't land.
Yeah, he's getting hammered today. I didn't watch any of it last night. He's getting hammered today.
They are cooking him. Man, yeah. I just watched it. That's a tough gig for a comedian. I honestly wouldn't want it. Not with that room, not at that stage. But I think he definitely needed better material. He needed better writers around him. He didn't grab the room, and he kept blaming the crowd for his material not hitting. And I think when comedians bomb and start to do that, you're spiraling really fast.
Yeah, it didn't seem like any of the actors in the room were particularly thrilled with any of the jokes. Like when it flashed to Ryan for that joke about his eyes and Barbie, like Ryan Gosling was not having any of it. And you could tell it just wasn't hitting.
Look, all those comedians, all the actors are going to want to host next year because they're like, compared to this dude, I'm going to crush.
I have a nomination for who needs to host next year because they crushed it as people who are presenting awards are like 10 times more entertaining than the host. You know, there's something wrong with the host, but Andra Day and Jean-Baptiste, when they presented together, oh my God, they worked so well together and you could tell like they were just riffing off of each other and they did so good and they were so sweet and so funny. I hands down nominate them to host next year, but they have to get all new camera people because they blew it with the camera angles.
Everything sucks.
I mean, we got a lovely video of the carpet for a while. I don't know if they even had a rehearsal because people would stand up to present an award and their back was to the camera and said they had to like, It was a hot mess.
The only host that I would watch over and over and over again is Ricky Gervais, just because he loves ripping on the celebrities that are right in front of him.
Yep.
Hardcore. Yeah.
I actually saw him, I think it was his Golden Globes hosting speech or monologue when he was talking about the Epstein thing, and they just kept like flashing to all the different actors in the room and just how uncomfortable they were. So if you know what? I think I might be on the Ricky Gervais bus as well.
He does not give a F.
There would have been a lot of Epstein jokes in that room if he was there.
Yeah.
He won last night.
He did?
Yeah, there was some award that he ended up winning. I can't remember. I don't remember. Because they added the Golden Globes. Because that won the cinematic
achievement.
Box office. Yep. Because that's for, like, instead of the artsy movies, they're like, hey, if your movie made buku bucks, then for the fans. And so it was so weird to see, like, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Mario Brothers.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, Swifties are mad at the New York Times after an article came out that demanded she come out as gay. I'll explain on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.